Grace and mercy and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Gather Round is over for another year. The one weekend of the year when the rest of Australia remembers that South Australia exists. For 51 weeks, we're like the quiet kid in the corner. And then for 4 days, everyone's like, wow, you've grown, Adelaide. It's basically a national school excursion with more tackling and fewer permission slips. And at least one uncle who is convinced he could have gone pro unless the coach didn't have it in for him. Every club rolls out their slogans. Side by side we stick together. We fly as one. Never tear us apart. Sounds inspiring. Well, some do. Some sound like they've been written by a marketing intern at 2 a.m. with little sleep and lots of coffee and hope. Then you've got the themed rounds, the Indigenous round, the Pride round, Heritage round, all trying to say we're more than a game, we are community. And honestly, society and the football world has caught on to something that the church has known since Pentecost and that God's been telling us since the beginning of time. It is not good for a person to be alone. We are wired to gather together. We are built to belong. We ache for connection. But here's the thing we all know, even if we don't say it out loud. Memberships wax and wane depending on how your team is doing on the field. Win a few games and everyone's in, lose a few, and then you suddenly remember that you've got gardening to do. So it raises the question, is there a better community? A community that doesn't depend on where your team is on the ladder. A community that doesn't fall apart when life gets difficult. A community flexible that all people are welcome and robust enough to stand the toughest of tests that life throws at you. Because we all gather around something. We gather around a baby when it's born. We gather around a couple when they say, I do. We gather around meals together. We gather around a gravesite or a hospital bed. We gather around joy and we gather around sadness. But we tend to shy away from those harder gatherings, or we sanitise them, or minimise them, or gloss over them, pretend that they're not as hard as they really are, or that they're not part of the normal fabric of life. So what kind of community can carry the full weight of this life and all that it brings? Well, we hear that in Acts 2. Acts 2 gives us a snapshot of the very first Christian community. Not a perfect community, but a spirit-filled one. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Four things stand out in that description of the first Christian community. They devoted themselves, not casually, not when it suited them. Devotion means that they rearranged their life around Jesus and each other. Second, they were together, not just on Sundays, not just for the highlight reel moments, the fun events or the glorious events. They shared all of life, meals, needs, burdens, and joys. Third, they were generous. Not because somebody guilt-tripped them into giving, but because their love for each other and for the others outside their community overflowed. The love of Jesus filled them from the inside out. Finally, they were attracted. Not physically, but people saw this community, this way of being together, and they said, I want that. The Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. This wasn't a club. This wasn't a fan base. This wasn't a membership that rose and fell with performance. This was a spirit-shaped community, flexible enough to welcome anyone, but robust enough to endure persecution, hardship, and suffering. Every community gathers around something. A team, a hobby, a cause, a lifestyle, a shared stage of life, a political party, a cultural identity. But Christian community gathers around a person, Jesus, and that changes everything. When you gather around a team, you're united by performance. When you gather around Jesus, you're united by grace. When you gather around a hobby, you're united by an interest that you share. When you gather around Jesus, you gather around love for each other and for Him. When you gather around a cause, you're united by your passion. But when you gather around Jesus, you're united by hope. When you gather around a lifestyle, you're united by similarity. But when you gather around Jesus, you're united across difference and diversity. Christian community is the only community that can hold the full weight of human life. Birth, joy, failure, sin, grief, death, and resurrection. Because it is built on the one who walked through all of it and yet overcame it. A few years ago, a family walked through something unimaginably hard. A diagnosis no one wants, a timeline no one chose, a grief no one could soften. Their footy club rallied around them, meals, messages, fundraisers, scarves tied to fences. It was beautiful and it mattered. But when the casserole stopped and the season ended and the crowds dissipated, something else remained. The quiet, stubborn presence of Christian community. People who kept showing up. People who prayed when no one else knew what to pray. People who sat in silence when words were too heavy. People who held hope when the family couldn't hold it for themselves. People who believed in the resurrection when death felt final. That's the difference. Footy clubs and community organisations can support you. Friends can love you. Neighbours can help you. But only Christian community can carry you through death into life, into hope. Resurrection hope. Only we can offer that. And the world is desperate for it. Because only Christian community is built on the risen Christ. You and I live in a world where community is fragile. People are lonely. People are busy. People are tired. People are unsure where they belong. But Acts 2 shows us a different way to be church. Show up even when it's inconvenient. Share life. Even when it's messy. Pray together, even when you don't have the right words. Eat together, even when your house is not clean. Give generously, even when it costs you dearly. Open your home, even when you feel awkward. Carry each other's burdens, even when they're heavy. This is how the Spirit forms a community that is both flexible and robust, open to all, but strong enough for anything. So here's the challenge for you, a gather round challenge. What if we gathered like this, not just once a year, not around a game that divides us, but around Jesus, every week, every day, every table, every moment? What if Pilgrim became known as the place where no one suffers alone, no one celebrates alone, no one wonders if they belong, no one has to pretend, no one has to sanitize their story, no one has to hide their grief. No one has to earn their welcome. What if we became the kind of community that people looked at and said, I don't know what's going on over there, but I want to be a part of it. Gather Round is over for another year. But the invitation to gather around Jesus, to gather around grace, to gather around hope, to gather around the resurrection, that invitation never ends. And here's the kicker. The Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Amen. And the peace of God which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal.